Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Bava Basra, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tasa Mishnah Yod. And today's Mishnah Tasa being learned B'schos Asra Basra Achol Shishi B'zach Refan Yerzivu Hagon Bekar of Mamesh. And Mishnah Tasa tells us Marchikin Asan Veilos Vesa Kvaris Vesa Bursa Kimino Ir Chamishim Amo. All these things have to be distanced 50 amos away from the city because they cause a very bad smell. Neveilos are the carcasses of dead animals. Kvaris are graves, and Bursa Ki is a tannery. We don't want the winds to blow the smell into the city, and that's going to be unpleasant for everyone there. Therefore, 50 amos away is sufficient. Also, Ain Oisim Bursa Ki Ala Mizrach Ir. One's only allowed to build a tannery towards the east of the city, and that's because the eastern wind is never strong enough to blow the scent towards the city. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, L'chol rachu oisa chutz me'arava. A person can build his tannery in any direction around the city, except for from the west. And still it has to be 50 amos away. The reason why Rabbi Kiva is saying the west is because we daven towards the west, and that means that the Shekhinah is there, and it's not proper to have a tannery where the Shekhinah is, but the halach is not like Rabbi Kiva. Moving on to Mishnah Yod, Marchikin es ha-mishra min ha-yarak. One has to distance the area where he soaks his flax away from somebody else's vegetables, because that's going to ruin the vegetables. If he wants to plant leek within his property, he has to distance that away from his friend's onions because they're going to ruin them. And he also has to distance his mustard plants away from his friend's bees, because when bees pollinate the mustard flower, it causes their honey to have a bad taste. However, Rabbi Yossi allows him to plant chardol, mustard, within his own property, even though it's near the other guy's bees, because Rabbi Yossi says that this fellow can taina the same way that you want me to move my chardol away from your bees, you should move your bees away from my chardol. And we actually paskin like Rabbi Yossi in this situation. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with more cases with Mishnah Aleph and Yud Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.